The dining hall. We now enter the museum and head into the first room on our right. As we can see from the tables and benches fastened to the floor, this was where the patients ate their meals. The large picture we see shows San Lazzaro in the early 1900s, but the area covered by the hospital was occupied much earlier. In Roman times, there was a necropolis here, while during the Middle Ages it was the site of a lazzaretto, or a quarantine station for people with leprosy or the plague. The name comes from Lazarus, the patron saint of people with the plague. Over the next few centuries, the plague disappeared, and this building became an almshouse, housing and isolating the poor, vagrants, and people with mental problems. However, there were no treatment programs for them. They were simply isolated and tied up. This went on until the time of the French Revolution, when ideas of equality and liberty spread around. In Paris, as we can see in the picture on the adjacent wall, Dr. Philippe Pinel freed patients from chains, creating the first therapeutic approach. Known as moral therapy, it involves giving patients a very normal life with set hours, work, but also exercise and relaxation. Pinel's theories also arrived in Italy, so much so that in 1821, Francis IV, Duke of Modena and Reggio, appointed the young doctor Antonio Galloni as the director of the House of Este's insane asylum, with the task of reorganizing the institute and using it solely to look after the mentally ill. Having been sent to find out information at the large mental asylum in Aversa, Mr. Galloni started major reorganization work at San Lazzaro and did all he could to humanize the treatment of sick people according to the principles of moral therapy. In 1873, Carlo Livi was called to run it and was director until 1877, and he continued to reorganize the institute. The years under Livi's management, and then under Tamburini until 1907, also coincided with the spread of positivist psychiatry, which after the optimism of moral therapy, focused on scientific research and more medicalized aspects. But how were people admitted to a psychiatric hospital? When someone showed signs of having a disorder, the family or someone close to them notified their local doctor, who produced a medical certificate describing the illness and the general life of the sick person. This certificate was then countersigned by a civil authority, such as the mayor or the prefect, and the compulsory admission now started, so it wasn't possible for the sick person to refuse admission. At San Lazzaro, patients underwent observation, as we can see from the wooden examination bed here, and if they were deemed sick, they were admitted to one of the annexes which we saw in the picture, depending on their gender and behavior. For example, unstable patients were separated from stable ones.